Fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go watch the Canadian geese sing into the harmonica. It's really cool. Alrighty then. So it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means Healing Sunday, and best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. So Linda Rasmussen is here next to me at the table, zooming in from Idaho, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Nathan's here and Stacy's here. Whole family's present. We're having a good time too. I'm a little crazy because we're together. And that's really neat. It's kind of like the pandemic, you know, we didn't see anybody for a long time and then all of a sudden it's fun to see people. Well, we've been zooming a lot, so it's fun to be here.
Call it a little family reunion here.
Yeah. And all righty. So we stuffed Sandra in the box over the to love train. And so we're going to bring Sandra back here. And we've been talking about a dog that Sandra has taken charge of. His name is Bruno. Terrier mix, kind of like a Cairn Terrier, 8 years old. had some physical issues for going on for some time. Finally, what, Sandra, you got him to the vet.
Well, the owner finally did take him, but they wanted to do a panel on him and all that, and they wanted to hydrate him, but she said no. So all I know is that he's lost a tremendous amount of weight, and he didn't have a temperature that day. So yesterday when my neighbor and I took him in, we just, you know, they did the X-ray.
Did you have him run the blood panel?
No.
Because that would be a good idea, you know. I mean, that's really the only way you can tell what's going on with the organs and so forth. But so if you can do that, that would be a good thing.
Yes, but I understand.
Now, Dr. Nels was still working on Bruno when, you know, we were at the top of the hour. How did that go?
Well, there was a host of things to do, that's for sure.
Okay.
And I can't really, you know, say, obviously I can't say what's wrong in any kind of medical sense. It's just, there were so many things that needed to be, you might say, reconnected. And probably some of that is just the natural sequence of how his health had been progressing for the last several months. You know, not necessarily was that all there 2 months ago, but it is now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so not really knowing what's going on, you know, with him, Sandra, you're apparently going to get a report about the X-rays at some point. And then, you know, who knows if you decide to do blood tests or what, but the fact that, you know, you talked about how, his digestive system has really been, upset, and the diarrhea for so long, and then some vomiting. Anyway, slippery elm can be a wonderful, healing herb. It is a tree root and bark extract. Comes as a powder in a gelatin capsule as a human supplement. And it's a phenomenal tummy and intestinal tract coater. So when you have a diarrhea situation, you know, with your dog, you can, you know, open up a capsule and put the powder in the food. Sometimes just putting powder in their meals for a little while, you know, firms the poop back up or stops the diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
When it's really serious diarrhea and when there's tummy upset and vomiting can be involved, then it's usually best to do what I call a yummy tummy syrup. So you get the slippery elm, like I said, it's a powder in a capsule. I used to always get it like at the grocery store, you know, in the supplement department. Nature's Way is one of the companies that makes it, and in a grocery store pharmacy you go to the human supplements, and those are the white plastic bottles with the green lids, and the herbs are all in alphabetical order. You go to S and you can find it there, but I'll tell you, it's half price than most grocery stores now on Amazon.
Okay.
And you can usually get it really fast.
Now, I
buy it on Amazon now, and either get the Nature's Ray or the Now, I think, is another brand that they get. And it's not expensive. But so you get some of that. Now, then, to make the yummy tummy syrup, the powder won't dissolve in room temperature water. So boil up a little water. I just usually put some water in a cup and microwave it. And then add the powder, slippery elm powder, and it will dissolve. And then you can use a syringe to give him some of the, you know, the yummy tummy syrup in his mouth.
Okay. My neighbor brought a syringe for me.
Okay, excellent. Then you could make up the yummy tummy syrup, and you could do, you know, like boil a cup of water and then put a few capsules of powder in the water. And then just give him, you know, a few cc's, you know, in his mouth. You know, who knows what to do, but it can sometimes is a miracle. I just had a client last week, and this was a younger puppy, all of a sudden felt terrible, shooting diarrhea. It was green. The puppy felt terrible, wouldn't move, wouldn't eat. First time puppy owner, and I hadn't done the session with her yet, but, you know, vet couldn't see him, and so she couldn't get an appointment till the next day. And fortunately, she called me, told her about Slippery Elm, had her get it, make the yummy tummy syrup. So by that afternoon, she had gotten it. She gave him a dose. A little while later, she's calling back. Martha, it's a miracle. The yummy tummy syrup. All of a sudden, he's feeling great. He wants to eat. He's got his energy back. Anyway, he was, by the time of her appointment the next day, the puppy was all recovered. But I told her, you know, she still had to take in a stool specimen, you know, to check for parasites and Giardia and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, in that case of the puppy being so down and so low, it was a miracle. So let's hope for a miracle and go get Bruno some Slippery Elm and make him some yummy tummy syrup. And let's see if maybe that might help him feel a little better.
Yeah, Martha, I have a question. The only thing I'm confused about is how many capsules should you...
You can't really do anything, any harm with this stuff. So you got to kind of just play it by ear. But I was saying, like, you know, boil like a cup of water and maybe put like three or four capsules of powder in there.
Okay.
And then maybe you'd give, you know, two or three cc's at a time.
Okay. And he, because he's not, when I introduce any kind of food to him, even warming it up a little, tried everything, he's no longer eating.
Yeah, let's get that Slippery yummy tummy syrup in there, and maybe that'll help him feel a little better. But it certainly sounds like everything that you've described and how long this has been going on, and with all the work that Dr. Nell's had to do, I mean, this feels like a serious situation for this little guy.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like the only thing, you know, you did the x-rays and so forth, and exam, but without, you know, a blood chemistry panel and all of those, you know, it's hard to know, you know, what's going on. And so, you know, that's something that you should consider as well.
Oh, yes, I know. It's, I think it's like $500 to do the panel.
Oh, let's not get me started on that.
I know.
I just wish I had won the lottery, you know? Like, it's hard to do when you don't buy tickets, but I'd love to one of those big, you know, gazillions of dollars, like $500 million. I'd set up some sort of fund to pay for, you know, veterinary help for people on animals that can't afford it. It just, anyway, we can't get me started on that, or I'll be talking till next week. We need to have Linda do a session with you, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's turn.
Nails just felt there were too many issues with him.
Well, no, not that there were too many. He just said there were a lot of issues he had to work on, right?
Oh.
Yeah. I worked on a lot of different stuff. So. I kind of, let's just say I had to do pretty much everything I know.
Yeah. So that means there was which is actually good news, Sandra. If there wasn't anything for him to do, then he can't help much. But there was lots of stuff out of whack that he worked on. So it could make a big difference for Bruno. You could see him, you know, something shifting for him here a little bit. You know, who knows? We'll just have to see.
Well, had to call you today as hoping that maybe something, I mean, I absolutely love this dog.
Okay. And all right. So, well, let's do this. We're going to turn you over to Linda and let her do a session with you, get balanced. And then you can try the yummy tummy syrup. You can call me off the air if you need more coaching during the week. but then if nothing has changed or you're still, you know, this is still going on, why don't you call in next week and at least we could have Natasha look at him and let us know if she can see what's going on and how serious it is.
Right.
Well, I think we know it's serious, but, you know, how he's feeling about it and if he's going to come through this or not.
Right. What was odd, I just have to interject this, is this veterinarian said, oh, it looks like there's a piece of metal between his liver and something. And I mean,
that's weird.
My my friend that's the physician's assistant said, "May I see the x-ray, please?" And she said, "We just need to hear what the radiologist has to say. That sounds
yeah.
really strange."
Well, get on the phone and bug them tomorrow morning, because obviously they didn't get back to you when they should. So anyway,
let's, Martha, thank you.
Linda, you're in charge. Sandra is all yours.
All right, Sandra, I'm going to have you think about Bruno.
Okay.
Just bring his little face in and just notice how you feel.
Just a moment. I'm away from him because I was trying to write.
You don't need to be with him.
You don't have to be with him. You're just thinking about
him. Oh, I don't. Okay. All right.
You okay?
One sec. It looks like we had a line that got activated for some reason. That's your typical Mercury retrograde. Okay, I think it's this one we got to get rid of.
Yeah, Mercury.
All right, Sandra, you're back?
Yes, I am back.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need to be with Bruno because she's going to be working on you.
You're just going to be thinking about Bruno.
Okay.
Just
all right.
Think about Bruno.
All right.
And then setting him outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of honest.
The feeling of what? No, I'm sorry.
Honest.
Honest? Do you understand that word, honest?
Honest?
Like I'm honest?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah, you're just thinking the word honest.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
I get it. Sorry.
Honest and the number four. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And just slowly breathing in and out, taking your time, thinking honest four.
All right, Sandra, you have your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking honest, four. Honest, four. Honest, four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sandra. With your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking down toward the earth, and then letting your head rise up to a comfortable position and think about Bruno again. And that is complete. And your affirmation to help sustain the release you just did is, I embrace the feeling of honest.
I embrace the feeling of honest.
And you'll just keep thinking that as often as you can, today, tomorrow, and the next day.
All right,
Sandra. So
all right. Thank you so much.
We've got
much
Bruno
for
tuned
passion.
Up. You're tuned up. You've got your marching orders on the slippery elm and yummy tummy syrup. And then do you have my phone number in case you need to call and check in with me?
Oh, I do somewhere. Do you mind giving it to me?
No, that's why I'm asking. So you got something to write with?
Yes.
360-217-7258.
Okay.
360-217-7258. So if you need more help with the yummy tummy syrup or anything, that sort of thing, that you can call me.
All right, Martha.
Otherwise, we'll think good thoughts for you and for Bruno this week. And then you check back in with us next week because we can have Natasha look at it and see what she can tell us.
Okay. Terrific.
All righty.
Thank all of you so very much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Now, is Sue patient enough to wait for us?
We still got her on the line here after we take this break.
Oh, that's right. We got to take care of advertisers. See, it's a good thing we have Nathan to keep us on track, especially with Mercury in retrograde. Oh, what would we do without you? Anyway, we're going to take care of
it's affecting me, too, I'll tell you that.
Well, on the phones, too. We had that bleed through or whatever happened with him. That's weird.
I actually had to reset my phone over here before the show started because it apparently froze up on me.
Well, all right. We're just having a wonderful Mercury in retrograde Sunday. Oh, joy. Let's just get it all out of the way and have a clear week. How does that sound? So anyway, everybody, stay right where you are. Sue is next. Animal World continues right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Dr. Nell's, from NuPro Supplements. That's who we heard from first. N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them all out online. And if you can't find them at your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And then, of course, Natasha Venter, our intuitive reader. You can check her out at IntuitiveClarifications.com. She also does a podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m., and you'll find that on her YouTube channel, which is Natasha IC for intuitive clarification. Natasha IC on YouTube for the 4 o'clock podcast on Wednesdays, and she's available for private readings, and you can contact her through her website or just give her a call, 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. 7486. And be sure and be here next week because she will be here to serve you. So there we go. And Dr. Nels is still here and Linda Rasmussen is here. Is Sue still with us from Bothell?
Yep, she is here painting. Waiting patiently on the line. She might be painting, too. That's a good thing to do while you're waiting for your turn on Animal World, right?
Hey, Sue, right. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with all of us.
Hi there.
There you are. Thanks for being so patient.
Oh, that's okay. So Zoe, Jody Joy, and I all need help.
Okay. We got the whole crew on board here. Zoe and Jody Joy, anything in particular going on with them?
Yeah. So Zoe, right after Nels treated her on your show last week, she went and pooped in the bathroom sink.
Oh.
And then a week later or so, she pooped outside the living room window, and she peed all over the cat tree.
Oh, dear.
And so I did get her kitty Prozac, but I haven't given her any yet. Just to give her until things calm down. My husband was in the hospital and then hospice, and he passed a week ago Friday.
Oh, bless your heart, Sue. Our love is with you. Prayers, too. You know, one of the things that our animal friends do on their spiritual path, because they're on a spiritual path just like we are. They're working their way back to God just like we are. And they're better at knowing that the real stuff goes on the other side, that we're just learning and growing down here. But one of the ways they serve is they pick up, process, and reflect back our emotional, behavioral, and physical issues, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. So it's important to keep that in mind, especially when you have a situation like this, when you've had an incredible loss and challenging situation to go through. And because your animals will pick it up and help process for you. And guess what? With grief and anger, they tend to express those human feelings in pee and poop. So it's interesting. We got a bowel movement in the sink, and then some other bowel, one of the things I teach, you know, related to what I call the human to animal transference. That's how they pick up and process our stuff. If it's anger they're processing, that usually is expressed in with urine. Sometimes when we have serious losses, challenging issues, we often have a lot of grief going on, but then there's a period we go through being angry about it and so forth. So whether they are peeing or pooping can let you know what you need to be processing. And often where they go tells you something. So the energy when they're for grief and for bowel movements is completely different. So the energy related to inappropriate bowel movements is generally grief, sadness, and disappointment stuff, often abandonment issues. So very in line with what you're dealing with. And when she poops in the sink, sometimes that means you just got grief issues you got to flush and let go of. Okay? And wash away, so to speak. So I think that what's going on with Jody Joy and Zoe and all of this, I think it has to be connected, you know, with what's going on with you and all of that. But I know Dr. Nels, you know them well, and I assume you're connecting with Zoe and Jody Joy and that there's stuff to work on, because I can see you working.
Yeah, Zoe stepped right up and said, me. So that's who I'm working with right now.
Zoe was ready, huh?
Now, yeah.
Was Zoe the one that was pooping and peeing?
Zoe.
Yeah, okay.
She's the one with all the issues all the time.
All right. And then, so Nels will keep up that work. Are you ready for Linda to do some work with you, Sue?
Yeah.
All right, wonderful. Linda, Sue is all yours.
Okay. Well, Sue, I'm going to invite you to think about the recent loss of your husband. And I'm going to have you set that aside and for a moment think the word impatience, and we're going to replace that.
Impatience.
We're going to replace that with the feeling of tranquility. So now you're focused on tranquility. And the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And you're just going to exhale like a big sigh and hold your breath out just as long as it's comfortable to do it, and let your breath back in as soon as you need to breathe. And then just keep doing that sighing, exhaling, holding your breath out.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking up at the right side of your forehead. You've let all your air out. Exhale completely and hold it out as long as you comfortably can. You can take another breath and then release again whenever you need to. Doing slow, deep, in and out. Or no, you're exhaling and holding it out as long as you comfortably can. Thinking tranquility too. Tranquility two. Tranquility two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing your husband's passing back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
Okay.
And I really, my heart goes out to you.
Yeah, we all send you our love, Sue, and
thank you.
I'll include you in my prayers and so forth. I don't know if you feel like it, and it's not too soon. You could call us next week, and we could have Natasha check on your husband, see how he's doing.
Okay, I might do that, and then she can tell me how Zoe's doing.
Right. And we could take a look at the whole thing and see if we've cleared things out and so forth. Dr. Nels, you did Jody as well, I assume.
Yeah, Jody needed a little tune-up, not as much as Zoe did, but we got Jody Joy handled as well.
Yeah, Zoe seems to be our sensitive one processing all the energy.
Yeah.
All right, Sue. Well, we're here, and we send you all our love and prayers, and you call me off the air if you need anything. Otherwise, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We got more going, huh? Nathan, where are we going?
Well, let's go ahead and get this break out of the way real quick first.
We'll have the rest of the show
dedicated.
Still got a lot to get through. So, okay. We are going to take care of advertisers, and then back to the phones we go. Still got to get in, check in with Stacy and Nell's newsletter and current events. Holy mackerel. Nathan, we need another 3 hours. All right. We're going to take care of advertisers. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we heard from Whispering Dragon again. Remember, Jude is available and accepting new clients at this time, and she can work with you personally in the healing sound room, or she can work with you remotely, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. Then, of course, we heard from Dr. Nels again, and you can check him out at his website, healingministryforanimals.com, or on his YouTube channel, Nels Rasmussen, and watch all the before and after sequences of the wonderful healing work that happens with these animals that he works on. And, I think we'll leave it at that for the moment so we can get back to the phones here. We are heading to Federal Way, and Kathleen in Federal Way. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with all of us.
Yay! So glad to hear from you.
Yay! What can we help you with?
Well, Tabitha's been vomiting and staying a lot of time doing more sleeping than she normally does.
No, and Tabitha is your cat?
Yeah, she's a cabbie. She's got a little tortoise in her.
Okay.
Dr. Nels has been treating her for about 12 years.
Oh, okay. So, Dr. Nels, you know Tabitha.
I know Tabitha and Kathleen. Yes, I do.
All right.
And, okay. Well, I'm tuning in to Tabitha and see what's going on. And I'm also picking up that some of this is because of what you're going through. I don't know what it is, but Linda's going to help you out there.
Well, we've already at least once today had the discussion about the human to animal transference, and they do pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff. So if there's stuff going on with you and stuff then goes on with your animals, you can pretty much assume they're processing your stuff. So what helps you will help them. What helps them will help you. And now Dr. Nels is helping them. That's the Tabitha part. And now Linda is going to help you, Kathleen. So are you ready for your treatment with Linda?
I am so relieved.
Okay. All right, Linda, take over. You're in charge of Kathleen.
So good morning, Kathleen.
Hello, Linda.
I'm going to have you envision a blue sky, and you're just going to think the sky is blue. And I'm going to invite you to think about an unresolved situation in your life, something you would really like to have resolved.
I got it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of being persecuted.
Ooh.
And let's see. We're going to replace that and replacing persecuted with the feeling of grief. So now you're focusing on grief, and we're actually going to replace that replacing grief with judgment. We're taking quite a little stroll here. So now we're focused on judgment. And we're going to actually stop and use judgment as our frequency for releasing. Judgment and the number three. And this energy is resonating right now in the solar plexus area of your body as you're thinking judgment three. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think judgment three.
Right, Kathleen, you have your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking at the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking judgment three. Judgment three. Judgment three.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, looking down toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And bringing that unresolved situation back into your thoughts. And that is complete. Let me find an affirmation for you. And I'm going to give you the word cherish in this affirmation.
Yay.
I cherish every moment of my life.
Oh.
I cherish every moment of my life.
That's a good one.
I love that.
I cherish every moment of my life. That's a good one. So you're happy with that too, Kathleen?
Always.
All right, so I think Dr. Nils finally finished with Tabitha, but you had a lot to do, huh?
She had a lot going on. I would recommend, Kathleen, that if this she doesn't make a turnaround, you might want to get a hold of me sometime next week.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah, because he was working a long time with her, and you have a longer term, a stronger connection than he does with, it's not like he's reading for someone he doesn't know. So he has a connection there. So yeah. See how Tabitha responds and how you're responding. And then check in with Dr. Nils this coming week.
Oh, I already feel so much more released and a whole lot more grounded.
Wonderful.
My head feels like it's connected to my body again.
Yay! Well, that's what we need. And Linda, you were working on her head, weren't you? She said she feels like her head's attached to her body again.
Well, I'm always working on the whole field and body. The contact points are always on the head.
Are you okay? All right, Kathleen, let us know if you need anything more. Otherwise, but thanks for calling to Animal World, and I'm glad you're feeling much better.
And Dr. Nils, if you didn't hear her, she said meow.
Tabitha says, thank you, Dr. Nils.
All right.
God bless, Kathleen. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We don't have a lot of time left, but Stacy, we have to catch up with you.
Yeah.
And the Frenchie Brigade.
The Frenchie Brigade, they're doing fine.
Now, I'm assuming that Tank, your older model, the perfect Miss Tank, she's still perfect
and
everything's
perfect.
Good.
She's so sweet, yeah.
All right, now how about our little Bagman, cutie pie?
He's this little nervousy little self, but, you know, he's not doing anything outrageous.
So we're
fine with the barista.
All right, excellent.
Just as, you know, he's always looks a little nervous and he's looking out for stuff, but so I don't know if he needs anything, but overall he's doing okay.
All right, so Nils, you picking up anything with the bag man that he needs?
You know, he seems to be good. I'm not finding things here.
All right, so everybody's
so
good.
Yeah, holding together.
There you go.
All right, so let's see. We're going to forego current events, some music and all that sort of stuff. So I can just quickly give you a brief Ola, and then we can talk about Dr. Nell's newsletter for the rest of the time. So let's see. On the new stuff, all the new stuff really is about at Northwest Stream Center, McCollum Park, South Everett. There's some cool stuff going on. This month, there's a watershed education experience. Stream and wetland ecology basic training. So if you live in a wetland or a watershed area, this is really good. It's on Wednesday, August 28th, and it's from 10 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. You do need to register. I'll give you the contact information at the end. Let's see. And then we've got learn how to help revive the North Creek watershed. So if you live in the North Creek watershed, this is a free event. You can come to Thursday, September 5th at 7 p.m. This sounds like interesting. Rain gardens, design and installation. So they're going to teach you how to make rain gardens. This is very cool. Thursday, September 19th, 7 p.m., Northwest Stream Center. It's free. They suggest a $5 donation. Then we've got the Environmental Education Summer Camp, Monday, August 19th through Thursday, the 22nd. It's 9 to 3 p.m. each day for first through third graders. I don't know if there's still openings. You have to check it out. But streamkeeper.org or call them at 425-316-8592. I think that's, we got another Bark in the Park for the Mariners on September 12th, before the Rangers game, and one more Bark in the Park for Everett Aqua Sox that we like here at Animal World. We had such a good time. Nathan took us to Bark in the Park. His girlfriend might be jealous. Anyway, September 4th is the last Bark in the Park for the Aqua Sox. Okay, so I think that pretty much covers everything. Next week is me and Natasha. So, Dr. Nels, you're doing a fabulous once-a-month newsletter now. And it, like, comes out on the first Sunday of the month, right?
Right.
Okay. And you give us an affirmation for the month. But then you usually kind of have a theme sort of thing. And talk about that. Now, I don't know how much of this you want to share.
Anything is fair game.
Well, I mean, you did update everybody on, and you actually kind of titled this, I think, was an update on my court case and more. So do you want to update audience here?
Sure, yeah. Basically, this Washington State Department of Health took me to court, and what has happened is at this point the judge has issued an injunction, but it's not signed by the judge yet. There's been a process to get to that point. And anyway, the attorney general, assistant attorney general who is working with me, she's left her position. So now somebody else is handling it. It might take even longer. The upshot of all of it is when the judge signs an injunction, that means I will no longer be able to provide services or products to people in the state of Washington, unless you're already a member of my association. That's all behind closed doors. But I have to put disclaimers on my website and YouTube channel and what have you that people won't be able to use me. So the remedy, by the way, is you can sign up and become a member now for $10. You just go to my website and click the quick response button and say, hey, I'd like to become a member of your organization, and I'll send you the necessary link to get that going.
Yeah, this is another one, don't get Martha started. But bottom line here, folks, just so you know, if people heal animals and aren't veterinarians, then the veterinary world tries to put them out of business. Which, you know, never mind, I'm not going to get started. That's what started all of this. We don't know what's going to happen, and we're hoping, of course, that they come to their senses and drop this whole thing. But if they don't, then he will be restricted from working with people in Washington. So, like I said, it just costs $10 to join the private membership group. So If you're not a member now and you think there's any chance that you or your animal friends are going to need Dr. Nell's help, you might just go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, and join the group for $10. And you get some free perks.
You get the newsletter for one thing.
Yeah, get the newsletter and a lot of good stuff. So do that. Now,
and free workshops.
Now then, that's what I was going to say. That can come in the form of free workshops, which we got one coming up this week, right?
That's coming up Wednesday, yes. We're doing the Rasmussen Reset, where we get on a Zoom call, and I just help people make sure they're doing the reset points correctly. It can help their animals to have a calmer and relaxed attitude. It kind of, frankly, fight or flight is what stops the healing process. So if you can reset that, you're halfway there already. So it's a great thing to know.
Yep. So that's going on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Now, do you still have any openings left for that?
I still have four openings as we speak. So,
okay,
yes.
Great. Folks, so this is Wednesday, the 14th, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's an hour. And it's free if you're a member of the group, right? So if you're interested in joining...
Right.
If you're already a member of the group, well, they just have to get on the website and let you know they want to join or what?
They can send me an email, contact me through the website or through regular email. Let me know they want to be a part of that workshop. I'll be happy to sign them up.
Excellent.
And if they need a membership, then I'll send them the link for that.
Now, and you're including me in your group, right?
You're already in. Yep, you're on the list.
So I'm going to be there too, folks. So come join me. You have four more openings. Grab them now while they last. Okay, and then we're doing the show today. Wonderful. We can't tell you the whole story. You're going to have to join the group or get the newsletter. But a really wonderful story about a robin that was pretty much dead, but thanks. Your Martha has some gifts when it comes to dealing with our animal. Anyway, so there's a wonderful Nell's Martha story about a robin that you got to hear. It's a wonderful story you tell about dealing with fear and anxiety that leads us to the affirmation for the month. So do you want to give us a quick little lowdown on that?
Well, you know, lots of people have reasons to be anxious or fearful about something. And of course, with this Department of Health thing, I've gone through a whole list of emotions over the last about a year that this has been going on. So anyway, I found an affirmation that helps. If you find yourself waking up in the wee hours of the morning and worrying about something, you can start this nice little affirmation. Because in truth, most of the stuff we worry about never happens. So this is a great little affirmation to help support that actual reality. And the affirmation is, in this moment, I am safe and happy. In this moment, I am safe and happy. And it's a wonderful little affirmation because if you think about it, in real time, where you are right now, rarely are you in actual danger. So you can come into the moment and you are safe and happy. And I have found it to be a very calming thing for when I'm going through this stuff with the state or whatever other stress might come along.
Yep. And you know, Dr. Nell said, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night, you're worrying about stuff or you're worried about stuff anytime. Aunt Martha is reminding you, I say often, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. Sometimes we get just comfortable in our fear and our worry and negative thinking. And you don't want to stay there because you aren't just worrying. You aren't just thinking about it. You're giving it energy and making it bigger or worse. So you want to take Nell's advice and use that affirmation to bring yourself back to a better balance. And with an affirmation like this, in this moment, I am safe and happy. It gives you something else to do with your mind. So you're not, you know, it takes you out of the negative stuff. So thank you so much for that, Dr. Nels. I will be using that also. Alrighty, so that pretty much wraps us up for the day. Nathan's got to get business taken care of around here because you're headed to Oregon. I hope you have a wonderful time and
Thank you.
Dr. Nels, thanks so much for zooming in. Linda, so glad to see you. And Stacy, wonderful to see you and so glad that the kids are doing well. And you say hi to Tank and Bags for Aunt Martha. And next week, Natasha is here. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Talk With Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on This Side or the Other and Personal Awareness Coaching, Intuitive Clarification, all that good stuff. So check in with us next week. We'd love to hear from you. And I guess that's going to wrap us up. And Nathan says, speed it up, Martha. He needs to get out of here. All righty. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Dr. Nelson, Linda. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.